The Trump administration recently announced infrastructure funding plans, but the approach is different from what we've seen in the past, and that has leaders in some larger U.S. cities and communities wondering what that could mean for some of their larger, more expensive, and more impactful projects and proposals. One of those leaders is Philip Washington, the CEO of the Southern California-based L.A. Metro, and he's with me. Philip, let's start with your impressions of what the Trump administration is proposing for infrastructure funding.
Well, it's kind of disappointing, actually. I think I can speak for most of the other transportation agencies in the country that we need more money. We're facing a national emergency, in my view, with regard to the state of the transportation and just infrastructure in general in this country. And so, in my view, we need a lot more money to address the issues that are facing the infrastructure and the deteriorating infrastructure in this country. So I was a little bit disappointed because it's just not enough money there, in my view.
Is there a financial amount to you that comes to mind? Is it a trillion? Is it 2 trillion?
Well, I go back to the campaign promise of $1 trillion. I think that is a good start. That is a good start to address the infrastructure in this country. I actually think we need more than that, but the $1 trillion campaign promise really excited a lot of people, and I think that that would be a good start. So I would start there with the campaign promise that was given.
Now, when President Obama was in office, and this was after the Great Recession, there was a phrase that he would use often related to certain things, said a shovel-ready project. And I'm wondering, does that phrase still apply to what we're looking at right now with infrastructure? And actually, is it even more stark and needed to have things ready to go and have the administration, whoever it may be, say, yes, this is worth doing, it's ready to start, and it's going to have a big economic impact potentially?
I think that term actually does still apply. I think there's a number of projects around the country that are ready to go. We can call them shovel ready, we can call them construction ready, whatever we want to call them. But I think there's a number of projects ready to go, and we need funding to start those projects. And I think those projects, many of them have great benefit for the country and great benefit for those particular regions, if you will. So I think these projects that have a national benefit, such as highways that serve as major goods movement corridors, those types of projects, when you look at projects just here in Los Angeles County, where we receive 40% of the nation's goods at the ports here in L.A., and the highways and the roads that come out of those ports are bearing the brunt for the entire country when 40% of the goods come into those particular corridors. I think it's projects like those that are shovel-ready now for improvements really would have a national benefit.
Generally, what infrastructure projects make sense for the U.S. right now? Are there certain criteria that come to mind for you?
Yes, I think criteria that projects that require a low federal match is something that that I would look at. You have these regions out here like Los Angeles County, like Atlanta, like Seattle that have stepped out, and they are really investing in themselves with sales tax measures, successful sales tax measures. So I think, first of all, projects that require a low federal match where regions around the country have stepped out and invested in themselves, so you're not going to the federal government completely empty-handed. Your hat is half full, for one. And then I think projects out there that can benefit thousands of people along with a national benefit are the projects that should be looked at. And quite honestly, a list should be made of those projects around the country that have regional and national significance. A project list should be made of those projects and how they can benefit the country and the regions where they are.
You mentioned the funding before. Are we entering a time, have we already entered it, where public-private partnerships are going to be even more important because, except in rare exceptions, we're not going to see the federal government doling out as much money as they used to?
Yes, I think most definitely we need, first of all, every tool in the infrastructure toolbox, if you will. P3s or public-private partnerships has to be one of those tools. We just saw with the new tax reform law that the corporate tax rate is going from 35% to 21%. Well, there's a lot of new money out there that is going into the private sector, and in my view, we should first tap those corporations that have this huge windfall with this new tax corporate tax rate being reduced. We should first educate those corporations on the importance of investing in infrastructure. That education should come first, how it works, how we can accelerate projects if the private sector upfronts money with a payback on the back end, since we know that many of the sales tax initiatives that are out there in the various regions, that is a slow process to collect that money to do these projects over time. If we can accelerate those projects with an infusion of private sector money with a payback on the back end, a reasonable return, because we know that corporations are out, they're in business to make money, and we understand that. I believe that it is also their civic duty to invest in infrastructure in the country.
Philip Washington is CEO of the Southern California-based LA Metro.